Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The portraits of Pennsylvania lawmakers convicted of felonies will no longer hang in the hallways of the state capitol building if York County Republican freshman state senator Scott Wagner has his way. Senator Wagner, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
Now, as owner of a trash hauling company, some say it's completely appropriate that you're launching this cleanup project. Tell us about it.
Well, the bottom line is I was sworn into the Senate yesterday, 3 weeks ago, and when we went into session 2 weeks ago, the Senate voted on an ethics bill that, you know, banned cash gifts and gift cards and other things, you know, to, you know, Senate members and Senate staffers and people like that. And the Senate, my Senate colleagues want the Senate to be an institution of high integrity. So, you know, after session was over, there was some brief discussion. And in a conversation, someone mentioned, well, you know, there's, you know, we're worried about this and we're worried about that. But meanwhile, you walk down through the halls of the Capitol, there are portraits of members of the legislature that were convicted and actually have gone to jail, and they're hanging in the hallways. So, you know, I walked down the hall one evening about 6 o'clock. I just checked out the portraits in the hallway, and I thought, you know, they have a point. You have three members, for example, the most recent, that are, you know, hanging in the hallway, and, you know, they're convicted felons. They went to jail. And then, you know, the last couple of weeks, now that we've been out of session, there have been a lot of school groups coming through. And so, you know, if students are walking through the hallways of the Capitol, and, you know, one of the students says to their teacher, Miss Jones, who is that man? And the teacher says, well, Jimmy, that man was this, and he served in the House, and he did this and this, but he did some bad things, and he went to jail. And, you know, wow, what do you say to Jimmy?
So, Senator, let's name names. Who are some of the offending depictions of men and women who are raising your wrath?
We have former Speaker of the House Bill DeWeese. We have former Speaker of the House John Purcell. And we have Robert Mello, a Democrat from Lackawanna County. And he was the pro tem of the Senate. And, you know, I was elected by the people from York County in a special write-in election to go to Harrisburg. And one of my platforms was government reform. And let's, you know, let's go to Harrisburg and let's have an honorable institution in the Senate and in the House. And so it's a housekeeping item.
Tell us more about your story. You are notable for becoming the first person ever to win a state Senate seat as a write-in.
Yes, that's correct. I'm 58 years old. I've been in business basically since I've been 20. I'm a lifelong Republican, and I'm frustrated with how government is growing and not helping. It's not helping to create jobs. It's making, you know, operating in Pennsylvania and other states, but mainly Pennsylvania, more and more difficult. So when Senator Mike Wall announced that he was not going to run for another term, which he would have finished out this year, I announced my candidacy back in September. The Republican Party picked another candidate. One of the state reps from York was picked as a Republican candidate. That was on January 13th, and in 30 days we completely retooled our campaign. February 17th, we came out of the gate, announced a write-in campaign, and March 18th, we made history.
Now, clearly, others before you have tried to also take down those portraits. What are your chances of success, and who are you enlisting to help?
I'm going around to the senators, the other senators, you know, my other colleagues, you know, in the Senate. This is real simple. I'm in the garbage business. I started out driving a garbage truck, you know, back in the 80s. If somebody would just tell me where the storage room is and get me a ladder and get me a couple rolls of shrink wrap or bubble wrap, I'll happily take them down, roll them up, you know, be respectful of the condition and everything, and I'll carry them down to the storage room. I mean, I'll even do that, and I'll save the taxpayers money. They don't have to pay the maintenance guy to do it.
I have a hunch you won't have problems getting volunteers to help you in that endeavor.
Yeah.
State Senator Scott Wagner, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
That's York County Republican freshman State Senator Scott Wagner.
I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake out the trees, chase in again, spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Sweep out the nook, down in Lover's Lane, turn on the brook, make it run again, spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Dust off the wintry bowers, wash them off with April showers.